poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinebaugan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinebaugan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Baugan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the second part of today's Show With No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio, where English is exciting, interactive, informative. That's right. Show With No Name, a crazy variety show to get you excited about English. Come on back in, amigos. Time for the second half, la segunda mitad. That's right, guys. Let's play. Vamos a jugar. Let's play while we learn some English. All right, well, guys, let's give you today's Say What soundbite. Now, you've already heard this twice, so this is the third listen. You're going to get this one and one more. So, guys, good luck. Write down what you hear.
Michael, why do you need to socialize with so many women? Wouldn't one be sufficient?
Forget, you're beginning to sound like my mother here. I mean, what's wrong with the little companionship? Huh? You can understand that.
No, Michael, I cannot. When you're one of a kind, companionship does not compute.
All right, there we go, amigos. Now that is the third listen. You should have most of that written down by now, because if not, it's going to be hard to get it all down for the last listen. So many of you have recognized it already. I don't think anybody has sent all the text to us yet. But don't worry. I know someone out there is just finishing it up, and they're going to hit send momentarily. I can feel it. I just have a hunch. Una corazonada is a hunch, right? I have a hunch that that's going to happen. All right. So, and if not after this listen, after the fourth one, that's why you get four listens. Use them all. They're for you. All right. That said, let's move on to today's triple trouble. That's right. Triple trouble. So anybody want to take a stab at it? This is for superstars today. We're upping the ante, subiendo el listón aquí, to up the ante, right? Comes from poker. Excuse me. It comes from poker. And the ante es el ante, el dinero que pones antes. So to up the ante, we're upping the ante here over here. Anybody get the triple trouble? So, han perdido el norte. Yaiza and Annie say, bless you. Thank you very much. Yeah, in Spanish, I remember the first time somebody said it to me, and I remembered, they said, Jesus. And I was like, no, Alberto. I swear to God, I was like, Jesus. I was like, no, soy Alberto. I thought they were calling me Jesus. They were, you know, mixed up, que se confundieron. And then I realized, you guys don't say que te bendigan. You say Jesus when someone sneezes, right? It's a funny one. I've also heard salud as well. I've heard that one as well. So han perdido el norte, ¿no? Y hay una conspiración o plan para invadir ese terreno. Okay, so let's start with terreno. Now, the first thing we could do, if we don't know the word, if we're not familiar with the word, we could go over to word reference and we put in T-E-R-R-E-N-O, terreno, in Spanish. And it's going to say land, piece of land, no, trozo de tierra, we call it, right? In fact, I'm going to stop right now because remember I told you that somebody was going to figure it out? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Mr. Houses in the house. Great job, buddy. Wow. Whoa, that was a tough one because I think you're the only one who's figured it out so far, hasta ahora. All right, so let's take a look at it then. So another way it says terreno over here is plot, a plot of land, right? Un trozo de tierra, terreno, a plot of land, a piece of land, land in general, or a plot of land, okay? Also, if terreno, I'm looking at it here, if terreno means mi terreno donde trabajo, mi campo de experiencia, then it's a little bit different than we would say in my field, in my area, in my sphere of influence, right? So that would be más ese terreno, en mi gremio, that one's field, right? But terreno is a plot of land. I think of a plot of land. So let's stick with that one, plot, because this is a word we looked at the other day as well, right? A plot. If you guys remember, we talked about in a movie, when you describe a movie, what happens, el argumento, you're describing the plot, right? The storyline, the plot, as we call it. So we looked at this word. Remember, it's a good word, P-L-O-T. So, la segunda parte, la última parte, ¿no? Vamos a decir, porque hay tres veces que tenemos que repetir, para invadir ese terreno. So, to invade that plot of land. Okay, to invade that plot of land. Okay, bien, ya tenemos el final. Han perdido el norte. Well, you could say they lost the plot. Perdieron la historia. They lost the plot, right? Now, again, if you're reading a book and you come across this encontrar sin querer, you just go to word reference, lose the plot, okay? Perder el tornillo, to go insane, perder el norte, right? We say nuts. Que te dije antes, nuts es frutos secos, pero también es tuerca. Oh, so it does make sense. And in fact, if somebody is nuts, we say they have a few screws loose. Tienen un par de tornillos sueltos. So it's good, you know, that's a similar expression. We express that idea very similarly in English. So they lost the plot. Han perdido el norte. They lost the plot, and there's a plot to invade that plot of land. There you go. A plot también es un complot, I think you say in Spanish. So let's look it up. Again, you see how many times I've just used word reference just in this section? You know, I've got it open all day on my computer. So plot, argumento, trama, complot, conspiración, plan secreto, right? A plot. So it's a verb too, but they're plotting to do whatever. And their plot is, so otra vez, como muchas palabras en inglés, es verbo y sustantivo. Okay, so now that we know all those different uses of this word plot, here is today's triple trouble. Han perdido el norte, hay una conspiración, plan o complot para invadir ese terreno. They lost the plot. There's a plot to invade that plot of land. There you go. Great job, Mr. Houses, and everybody else who, hey, at least you tried. If you tried, that's enough for me, amigos. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along. So you guys call it cine de verano, right? I call it summertime movies. I love my movies. You know that I'm a huge movie buff. So let's go to the movies. Vamos al cine. Yeah.
Name that movie.
That's That's right, folks. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is where we explore a common movie, or common. Sometimes it's not very common, but either way, what we're doing here is learning English from pop culture. Really? Okay. And I see Debbie is ready with her popcorn. Fantastic. Yaitha says, yeah. So you're a movie buff too, Yaitha, right? Arts of Uriel says, excellent. Triple Trouble, double A. Hey, I thought of it. It was going to be the way it worked was it was going to be a double trouble. And then I was like, let's make it a triple trouble. okay, here we go, guys. Tell me what movie this is. You can Google it. It's fine. The idea is to learn from it, right? All right, all right. Please, please. The president's ETA from the East Asian Economic Summit is about 20 hours from now. He wants a recommendation by then from this group. Now, as I understand it, you want to firebomb the town of Cedar Creek, California, population 2,600, with something called a fuel air bomb, the most powerful non-nuclear weapon in our arsenal? The way it works, it explodes, sucks in all available oxygen to the core, vaporizes everything within a mile of ground zero, men, women, children, and one airborne virus. Destruction. Complete. Case closed. Crisis over. All right. There we go. My amigos. So Elena says, could it be the argument, the plot? Yeah, as I said before, como vimos el otro día, ¿no? What's the plot? Remember? Creo que lo dije, ¿no? So yes, of course. Yeah, no, I don't think I could have made it make any sense, making it a quadruple trouble. But yes, that's the other one. What's the plot? What's the story, right? All right, so does anybody, speaking of plots, does anybody recognize the plot of this movie? It's talking about a disease, talking about firebombing a city. Whew. Now, that could give us a little, maybe a clue there. They talk about a town, un pueblo, which is called Cedar Creek in California. Now, cedar is a type of wood, cedro, right? Cedar, we say. Cedar se escribe en inglés, cedar. And creek is a small river, right? Arroyo, riachuelo, a stream is another way we call it. You guys know it from Dawson's Creek, el programa este Dawson, no sé cómo se llamaba en español, in English was called Dawson's Creek, el arroyo de Dawson. Ya, sé que en español no era igual, pero si te sabes el título en inglés, te sabes esta palabra, creek. All right, well, this is a movie that, a lot of people don't want to watch these days. And Chris Valrol figured it out. Awesome job, Chris.
Awesome. Great job. Great job, Chris. All right, this movie is called Outbreak. And these movies about viruses and things, you know, there are a couple different movies like this, we know. And ever since this COVID-19 thing hit, well, these movies got kind of popular again because people said, oh, crap. Only now when we watch these movies, we're like, that's nothing. So it's funny. I was talking to a student the other day and saying, you know, it's crazy. Now you watch a movie, you know, and you're like, that's not no big. So what, you know, reality has become stranger than fiction is la expresión in English, stranger than fiction. OK, so outbreak. You've heard this word a lot lately in Spanish, at least. Brote, outbreak, estallido, right? Outbreak. It's a good word to know. Unfortunately, we need to know it, but Outbreak, great movie. Came out in 1995. Okay, 1995. And let me give you the trailer. Here we go. Army doctors struggle to find a cure for a deadly virus spreading throughout a California town that was brought to America by an African monkey. Just change the word monkey for bat and African for Chinese. This sounds familiar. So army doctors struggle to find a cure for a deadly virus. Vamos a pronunciar esta, porque you say virus, pero nosotros es una V y cambia el sonido. Virus. To find a cure for a deadly virus spreading, difundiéndose, propagándose, throughout, por, a California town. As we said, the town is Cedar Creek. And that was brought to America, traído a América, by an African monkey. There you go, folks. So, let's see. Yaitha says, when the Civil War outbreak, we would say when it broke out, right? So we would use it, but yes, también es estallar. So good question there, right? So aquí te lo pone, the outbreak of something. Se usaría como un sustantivo, right? El brote, el arranque, el comienzo. Good question. Really good question. Okay. Outbreak. So it's got that that figurative meaning too, no? Not just the literal meaning. So let's take a look at the text. It's the chief of staff. Okay. This is one of the high position, government positions. A ver cómo lo llaman en español. The chief of staff. Vamos a ver. Jefe de Estado, okay, jefe de gabinete, secretario de Estado. It's a big, big position, okay? And he says, all right, please, por favor. He says, the president's ETA, now ETA is estimated time of arrival, right? So what's your ETA? Si yo te digo en inglés, what's your ETA, ETA, what's your estimated time of arrival. ¿Para cuándo te espero? Okay. Y no solo con personas, con documentos. What is the ETA of that report? Ese informe. ¿Para cuándo lo puedo esperar? So he says the president's ETA from the East Asian Economic Summit, right? Cumbre is summit in todos los sentidos, is about 20 hours from now. O sea, que podemos esperar el regreso del presidente del esto. ¿Cuál es la palabra? Cumbre, en 20 horas. And he goes, he wants a recommendation by then, por ese momento, from this group. Now, as I understand it, como lo tengo entendido, you want to firebomb. Now, to firebomb es tirar bombas con fuego. Firebomb. It's what they did in Vietnam and many wars. They destroy villages from above. So, he says, you want to firebomb the town of Cedar Creek, California, population 2,600, right? With something called a fuel air bomb. Fuel is como decimos fuel. Vamos a pronunciarlo nosotros. Fuel. A fuel air bomb, the most powerful, poderoso, contundente, non-nuclear weapon. Esta vamos a pronunciarla porque muchos dicen weapon, porque a veces la EA es I, pero en este caso no lo es. Imagínate la palabra sin la A, weapon, okay? Non-nuclear weapon in our arsenal. Arsenal, if you like football, you know it's a football team, but it's also where they keep arms, guns, right? An arsenal. Because the way it works, ¿no? La forma en que trabaja, la forma en que funciona, mejor dicho, it explodes, explota, it blows up, it explodes, sucks, chupa. It sucks in all the available oxygen. Vamos a decir esta palabra también, porque tiene V y tiene B. Available, disponible. It sucks in all the available oxygen to the core, al núcleo, the core, right? It vaporizes everything, vaporiza todo, within a mile, en una, no todo que está en una milla, of ground zero. We say zona cero. You say zona cero, we say ground zero. And he says, women, children, and one airborne virus, no? Y un virus que está en el aire. We say the word airborne here at the beginning of the show, right? Cuando despegamos, we are airborne, we're in the air. So a virus is airborne as well. And he says, destruction complete, no? Destrucción completo, case closed, caso cerrado, crisis over. Now, obviously, he's not being serious, but, you know, these are extreme measures, aren't they? Firebombing a town because there are people sick instead of curing them so it doesn't spread. So I don't know if you guys saw the movie, but the movie, these kind of movies take on a totally different meaning these days. At least for me, when I watch these movies, I'm like, ooh, this is a little bit too real for my taste, you know? And, they were actually doing, investigating in Zaire, which is in Africa. And several huts were burned down. A hut. We looked at this word earlier in the week, un chiringuito, right? But a hut can also be a chabola, you know? Or it can be, you know, these... I think of a hut, too. I think of something made of wood or straw, like a cabaña as well. A word we looked at, again, I think on Monday or Tuesday, we looked at it in our pub quiz. So a lot of huts were burned down. And, this was the traditional tribal method for controlling the spread of an infection in many parts of Africa and that part of the world. And what they would do, this is crazy, when I read this, they leave food and water at the person's doorstep, no, en la puerta de la persona. They leave food and water. And then, if they see that after 3 or 4 days, those supplies, suministros, are not used, well, then they know that those people are sick and can't come out of their homes, and that's green light for them to burn down the hut. So I know there's an idiom that where they say drastic circumstances call for drastic measures, but oh my God, maybe that's a little bit too drastic. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff still to go on today's show, so I think it's time for a section where we look at words that can sometimes be tricky in a section we call homophobe.
Homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And this is where we look at words that some of my students mix up from time to time. So what do? We clear them up. Toma double trouble. So you mix them up. Las confundes. So we clear them up. Ahí estamos. We love that up in English, right? De hecho, como siempre digo, es perfectamente normal decir call me, pero mucho más normal decir call me up. ¿Por qué? Porque nos gusta poner un up. Now, eso no significa que pongas un up cuando te da la gana, but nosotros sí que lo hacemos. All right, well, guys, let's take a look at today's words over here. Now, the first word that we're going to look at is exagerado, perdona, inapropiado, indebido, injustificado. It's a good word to know, right? So, exagerado, excesivo, inapropiado, indebido, injustificado. Okay, that would be our first word that I want to know. And the second word I want to know is desabrochar o abrir, desatar, desenvolver, deshacer, enmendar, anular. Whoa, these are rich words here. So, what are those two words? And then, do those two words sound exactly the same? So, la primera palabra, okay, is exagerado, excesivo. I'll tell you in other words in English. Some synonyms for the first word is too much, excessive, inappropriate, not justified, okay? And the second word is to unfasten, to open, to reverse, right? On a computer, to delete something, okay? So, guys, those are your two homophones. What are those words? And do those words sound exactly the same or not? Tricky one today, huh? Tricky significa dificilillo. But I have faith in you guys. I know you're going to figure it out. But right now, we'll give you a few minutes to figure it out during our final commercial break. Guys, we'll be back in like 3 or 4 minutes with the final part of today's Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
¿Quieres aprender inglés este verano? El 1 de junio comienza nuestro Summer Impact, un programa intensivo para adultos, para avanzar en el idioma en un corto espacio de tiempo y sin moverte de casa. Clases por videoconferencia, grupos reducidos, horario de mañana o tarde, para cualquier nivel y lo más importante, de la mano del mejor equipo de profesores del mercado. Solo necesitas una conexión a internet, un dispositivo electrónico y muchas ganas de aprender. Llámanos al 91-133-5831 para más información. O si lo prefieres, entra en nuestra web grupovaughan.com. Te repito el número, 91-133-5831. O pásate por grupovaughan.com. Summer Impact. Empezamos el 1 de junio. Este verano, vive la experiencia Vaughan desde cualquier lugar.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid, 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher.
Estás escuchando...
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to
Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the coronavirus situation, we have transferred our teachers from the classroom format to the video conference format. Right now, over 3,000 Vaughan students are receiving classes regularly, both group classes and private classes, by video conference. So far, the results are very good. So good that many teachers say it's equally effective or even more effective. If you would like to take advantage of this option, simply go to our website, grupovaughan.com. It's the first thing you'll see when you open the website. Check it out. Take advantage of this option now during the period of confinement or later when the classroom option is once again available. With the video conference option, you can save up to an hour or more in travel time. And the results are the same and sometimes even better. Try it. Grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Hello,
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Ahora, desde tu casa, una clase Vaughan. Por videoconferencia, infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
That's right, folks. Welcome back. I can't believe it. The show has just flown by. And, well, it's time to, well, listen to our Say What soundbite for the last time. And I don't think anybody's figured it out yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but guys, here is your last chance to write this down. Ready? Here we go.
Michael, why do you need to socialize with so many women? Wouldn't one be sufficient?
Forget, you're beginning to sound like my mother here. I mean, what's wrong with the little companionship? Huh? You can understand that.
No, Michael, I cannot. When you're one of a kind, companionship does not compute.
All right, there we go, amigos. That's the last listen. As I said, many of you recognized it, but more importantly, were you able to write down what you hear? All right. Well, also, guys, we were looking at the homophones section. And morlazgo, you got the words, buddy. Those are the words. Good job. They weren't easy words. Not everybody knows these words. In fact, right now, as I look at the Instagram live, by the way, guys, if you're listening to us on Vaughan Radio, remember, you can tune in live on Vaughan's Instagram every single day. It's grupo_Vaughan. And of course, make sure you follow me too. It's Alberto_Alonso. This way you're learning tons of English in your timeline. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you are, we'll be there teaching you English too. All right. So, now morlazgo, those are the words, and morlazgo says that they are not homophones. Okay. Interesting. Now, right now, does anybody agree or disagree with this? I mean, I trust morlazgo, believe me, but, I don't know. Do you guys agree with him? Do you think, well, first, do you know the words? The fact that you knew the words, morlazgo, is great. Do you know why? Because I don't see anybody else who knows them. You know, because I guess it's easy when we say, like, pájaro. People are like, okay, bird, that's an easy one, right? But, these are tricky words, as I said before. Morlajo says, we all have a superb teacher named AA. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. All right. Well, let's, as always, what we do is we listen to the words. I say the words and we see if they sound the same or not. So the first word is undo, right? I always tell you guys, Richard Vaughan doesn't give undue praise. Elogio no justificado, no debido, right? Undo. Right. So, undo. It's a good word. Pero esta palabra se escribe como de, so es un, el un, ¿no? Y la segunda parte es D-U-E, undo. Right? Oh, please, it's undo. No es necesario, no es justificado. Right? Undo accusations, for example. Okay? So undo, too much, excessive, inappropriate, not justified, undo. Okay, good. So what's the other one? The other one we said is deshacer, quitar, desabrochar. Okay, and this one is undo. Wait, okay, so do they sound the same? So it's undo that you undo that. It's undo that you undo your shirt here. Okay? No es debido que te desabroches la camiseta aquí. Right? It's undo that you undo your shirt here. Are those homophones? Yeah, they are. Now, Morlajo says undo. Now, Americans would never pronounce that like that. So maybe in a British pronunciation, undo. But Americans, for us, they're totally homophones, you know. Because we don't say due to, we say due to, debido a, de hecho, indebido, undue, debido a, due to the current situation, right? So if you think about it, ya conocíais, si sabíais decir debido a, ya sabes decir indebido, undue. So in American English, at least, those are totally homophones. They sound exactly the same, to undo your shirt. Think about it on the computer, too. No, deshacer. Oh, I didn't want to do that. I'm going to undo it, right? It's almost like a way of deleting it in a certain way. So you undo your shirt, you undo a garment. La palabra que vimos antes. A garment is una prenda. You can undo it, okay? So yes, those words were homophones. And great job, by the way. I think Borlazo was the only one who got both words, even though you said they were homophones, and maybe they are in some places, but an American would never pronounce it like that. In fact, undo, undo. Yeah, it looks like, wait, let's see. I'm going to look it over here. Undo. Yeah, see, so the British would say due, not all of them, but I guess the D-U-E, they say due. But for Americans, D-U-E. Suena exactamente como D-O para 300 millones de nosotros. So you guys decide. You can say it the British way. I've heard this too with like the word news, like good news. Americans say news, ooh, not you. See, so that could be part of that pronunciation thing over there. But see, that's one of those words then that just depends on who you're asking. But since I'm American, for me, those words are homophones. And if you didn't know the words, well, you know what? Maybe you've got some new words for your arsenal. Para tu arsenal. All right. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. You're joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, that's right. You're joking. Estás de coña. You're joking. All right, well, guys, as always, this is kind of the easiest part of the show. From a listener's point of view, because all you guys have to do is sit back, relax, listen to the joke, and see if you get it. That's it. It's that simple. Así de fácil. All right, here we go. So why couldn't a lifeguard save the hippie? Okay. Why couldn't the lifeguard, no, lifeguard is like Mitch from Baywatch, right? Remember Mitch? He's a lifeguard. Pamela Anderson, they're lifeguards, right? Yo tenía un alumno que me dijo, se llaman, digo, ¿cómo se dice socorrista? And they said, Baywatch. I said, no, eso es el programa. I said, pero se llaman lifeguards. Que te guardan, no, te vigilan la vida, right? Lifeguards. So why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, man. Because he was too far out, man. Oh, man. Because he was too far out, man. You guys get it? Got to have a pretty good mastery of the language to get this joke. So why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, man. Y hay que decirlo así, si no, no vale. I'll explain it in a moment, obviously, if you guys didn't get the joke, okay? Chris, you got it. Excellent. Wow, really good. DL Mateos says, I didn't get it. Don't worry, Debbie, I'll give you the explanation in a moment. La Churri. Uh-oh. Does that mean you don't get it or... Okay, well, don't worry. I'm going to explain it now. So a hippie, we all know a hippie is someone who was in the 60s, who wore bell-bottoms, 60s, right? You say the same word, hippie. So what is this second part then? Far out. Well, if you're too far out, estás demasiado lejos. right? Think about that. If you're in the ocean and you're too far out, pues no puedo ir, estás demasiado lejos. But also, back in the 60s, a way that people said cool or awesome was far out, man. Te lo juro. Yeah, I swear to God. In fact, I didn't live through this generation. This is my mom and, you know, my aunts and uncles. But they grew up, instead of saying cool or awesome, as we say now, they used to say, man, that's far out. Far out. It's an antiquated way, very like 1960s. That's why we said the hippie over there, right? It's a very like 1960s way of saying, chachi, que guay, it's far out, man. You guys are far out. So he's, no, genial. You guys are far out. You're cool. You're excellent. You get it now? It's a horrible joke, but if you didn't know that secondary meaning of far out, now you do. So why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, man. Demasiado chulo. O estaba demasiado lejos. There you go, folks. Thank you so much. I'll be here telling my jokes day after day. And if you don't get them, don't worry. I'll explain them to you. And what, let me ask you this. What joke teller explains his jokes? Only English teachers and people with bad jokes. And I think I'm in both categories. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot to go. So let's keep it moving here. It's time for a little celebration on the show with no name. It's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's the famous birthday trivia section, and here we go. I'm going to give you guys some clues, and I want you to tell me who our birthday boys and girls are today. All right? So the first person was born in 1935. He is a Canadian actor. He's still alive, so think about that. 1935, and he is still alive. He has been in the business and show business for over seven decades working as an actor. He's been nominated for 8 Golden Globe Awards. He's also earned Primetime Emmy Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame, Canadian Academy Awards. I mean, and in 2017, he got the Academy's Honorary Award for his contributions to cinema. Okay? Some movies that you might recognize him from. The Dirty Dozen in 1967. MASH, about the mobile unit hospital in the Army. Also more recent movies that you would know. JFK from 1991. Outbreak, 1995. Hey, wait. Outbreak, you know that one. That was today's name, that movie. Oh, so this guy was in that. Yeah. He was also in The Italian Job, The Hunger Games as well. And his son, well, his kids are actors. The most famous one is his son, Kiefer. No te voy a decir su apellido, porque es el mismo. But there aren't many people in the business named Kiefer. I think there aren't many people in the world named Kiefer. Okay. So it's Kiefer's dad. All right. Anybody know this one? Oh, wait. I'm looking over here. Chris, looks like you got today's Say What soundbite. Excellent job, Chris. We're going to take a look at that momentarily, too. So, guys, make sure you congratulate Chris for nailing today's Say What soundbite. Nobody's gotten it yet, as far as I know, except Chris. So great job, Chris. All right. This is number one, our birthday boy. Number two, this guy was born in 1949, okay? His first name, well, actually both of his names mean something, okay? So his first name means viejo, right? It's like a way that the British say viejo, okay? And the second one is mayordomo, is his last name, right? So, viejo, mayordomo viejo. Te lo juro. Where would you have seen this guy or heard this guy? Well, he was born in 1949. He's an English bass player, bajista, an English bass player, and also a writer in the group Black Sabbath. That's right, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, the famous Iron Man song, I am Iron Man. He grew up in Birmingham, with, his friend John Ozzy Osbourne, and they formed this group, very influential group, Black Sabbath, which you'll still hear their music today. All right, and his last name, as I said, his first name is una forma que los ingleses dicen viejo, y bueno, también los americanos lo decimos, okay? Y su apellido es mayordomo, if you need a little hand, un poco de ayuda, okay? And last but not least, my amigos, this guy was born in 1952, an American actor, singer, and producer. He has the Guinness World Record as the most watched man on TV. Now, where would you have seen him? Well, he was in a soap opera, un culebrón, telenovela, you say, right? Called The Young and the Restless, Los Jóvenes Inquietos. And he played Dr. Snapper Foster. And then came his breakthrough role. And this is where everybody was like, this guy is awesome. He's my king. He's the king of the world. And he played a character called Michael Knight, Miguel Caballero. Michael Knight in his talking car called Kit, right? His talking car called Kit. And in Spanish, you called the show The Fantastic Car. Very literal. It's fantastic, isn't it? We called it Knight Rider. All right. We all know it. We all love it. We all grew up with it. But that wasn't, he didn't stop there. He was also Mitch on Baywatch. So, and he's been in many movies. I mean, the guy's huge. He's huge. I mean, like, he's a big guy, too. So he's not just huge, like popular. I mean, like, he's huge. He's a big guy. All right. We've got our winner. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Chris Valrol. Nice job, Chris. Excellent job. On fire, amigos. Give it up for Chris. Awesome, awesome. All right, well, number one in today's famous birthday trivia is Donald Sutherland, right? Donald Sutherland. You all know him. He's been in so many movies, and you know his son, Kiefer Sutherland as well, who's been in, well, been on our TVs and big screens since I can remember, right? So that's Donald Sutherland, okay? Number two, Geezer Butler. Now, geezer is a way we say like an old man, but I believe the British call everybody, hey, geezer, to a young guy too. So, and he's British, but at the age of 8, they gave him that nickname because he called everybody geezer. So they called him geezer. So there it is. But if you say this in the United States, you mean an old man. In England, it can just be amigo, colega, anyone, all right? So difference there in how it's used. And his last name is Butler, mayordomo. So mayordomo, viejuno. Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath. And last, The Hoff. Es que tiene su apellido es The Hoff. That's right, David Hasselhoff. In fact, that brings us to today's Say What soundbite, which was from Knight Rider. It was Michael Knight talking to his car, Kit. And he says, Michael, why do you need to socialize with so many women? Vamos, ¿por qué eres tan golfo? Why are you such a player, he's saying. He says, wouldn't one be sufficient? ¿No estaría suficiente con uno? And he goes, Kit, you're beginning to sound like my mother here. Kit, estás empezando a sonar como mi madre aquí. He goes, I mean, what's wrong with a little companionship? No, un poco de compañía. A little companionship. He goes, huh? You can understand that. He goes, ¿tú puedes entender eso? And he goes, no, Michael, I cannot. When you are one of a kind, cuando eres único, I love the answer. Cuando eres único, when you are one of a kind, companionship does not compute. Excellent answer there. There's Knight Rider and Kit with his snappy answers. Let's hear this conversation now that we know what's being said and that it's Michael Knight and Kit from Knight Rider.
Michael, why do you need to socialize with so many women? Wouldn't one be sufficient?
Kit, you're beginning to sound like my mother here. I mean, what's wrong with the little companionship? Huh? You can understand that.
No, Michael, I cannot. When you're one of a kind, companionship does not compute.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. La Churri, te entiendo, pero no se dice así. It takes me good memories. Diríamos, it reminds, pones. Sería, it brings back good memories. Esa es la frase creo que buscabas. Para todos, no solo para La Churri. Of course, yeah. Who didn't watch that show? Did anybody not watch the show? I mean, it was awesome. Now you have a million series, but none of them are as cool as that sitcom, you know, Knight Rider. So, all right. So, my amigos, it's time for our Name That Lyric and our final section of today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. As I always say, it's a pleasure to have you guys here learning and laughing with us. Today at 6, you've got Fitz. Mornings, you've got Richard Vaughn. So, guys, let the learning continue. Keep learning and laughing and having fun with us. And this weekend, remember, you got some homework. You got to go over your emojis. I want to know all the different emotions. I want to know all the gestures and everything. Animals, food. And if you can do that, you've got quite a bit of English vocabulary under your belt, as we say, right? So thank you, guys, and keep up the good work. Sigue con el buen trabajo. You should be very proud of yourselves. You're all working hard, and you're making progress. So you deserve it. Have a great weekend, and let's see if you can figure out today's Name That Lyric. Generales se juntan en sus misas. No, bueno, en masa mejor, porque la segunda es misa, como brujas en misas de magia negra. Es la misma palabra en inglés, mass, right? Or masses es el plural, misas y masas. There's a double trouble for you. Mentes malvados traman destrucción. Evil minds plot destruction. Tramar. We know that word. Tramar. Plot. Complot. Wait a second. Yeah. Whoa. That's a good one. El mago de la construcción de la muerte. Whoa. This is pretty deep stuff. Well, it sounds like it's like devil worshiping, and a lot of people thought it was because it's Black Sabbath, as Elena has pointed out. Excellent job, Elena. But when they asked Black Sabbath about this song and what it's about, they said it's anti-war. It's a song that's against war. So, you know, they're talking about, they're like, it has nothing to do with Satan. It's comparing war to hell. So if you think about it, it's actually a positive message, you know. And I love the song. It's just awesome. It's Sabbath. You know, if you guys don't know Black Sabbath, well, get ready. Turn up your volume. And I want you guys to sing it with me. Quiero que lo cantéis conmigo. It's called War Pigs, Cerdos de Guerra. And it's by Black Sabbath in celebration of Geezer Butler's birthday. He's an old geezer now. Viste lo que he hecho ahí. All right, guys, I hope you learned a lot. I hope you had some fun, and thank you so much for being here. Let's rock and roll. That dark dark sound. That Black Sabbath had a very dark sound compared to music that was happening, that was coming out at that time. You know, those long... I've seen them in concert, by the way. If you ever get the chance, awesome. Ozzy Osbourne and company. Those are the sirens of war. Beautiful song. Well, beautiful song. Not beautiful. Beautiful's not the word. Amazing song. Far out. Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the field the body's burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833.